Well, let's talk about the election now. Donald Trump says one of his first acts, if he is reelected to a second term, would be, quote, to free those charged and convicted of crimes related to January 6th. Do you support that?
I want to be very clear. The violence that happened on January 6th is unacceptable. It doesn't represent our country. It certainly does not represent my party. We should not be attacking the Capitol. We should not be having violence. I said it that day. I put a statement out that day that this is not acceptable. If you attacked our Capitol and you've been convicted, then that should stay.
So then, but to the question though, do you disagree with Trump saying he's going to free those who've been charged?
I do not think people who committed violent acts on January 6th should be freed.
So you disagree with that? He's been saying that for months. Rana, why not speak out earlier? Why just speak out about that now?
When you're the RNC chair, you kind of take one for the whole team, right? Now I get to be a little bit more myself, right? This is what I believe. I don't think violence should be in our political discourse, Republican or Democrat.
Yeah, blah, 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 blah. She did everything she could to rebrand herself as acceptable to the legacy media, channeling her inner liberal, and yet they still stabbed her in the back. We're going to see the latest on the firing of ex-RNC chairperson Ronna McDaniel and what it all means for the totally tattered, ridiculous reputation of the liberal legacy media. You're not going to want to miss this. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, here to help you stay sane during these insane times. So make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button, and let's dive right in. What do you say about Ronna McDaniel? After a disastrous tenure as head of the RNC, where her utter cluelessness lost election after election for Republicans, she got a gig over at NBC and did her best to memorize and spout off faithfully predictable, old, tired Democrat talking points. But the so-called talent over at MSNBC would not have it. Immediately, Chuck Todd, the failure of Meet the Depress, as the immortal Rush Limbaugh used to call it, he went scorched earth on McDaniel.
Dive right in. What were your takeaways?
Look, let me deal with the elephant in the room.
Yeah.
I think our bosses owe you an apology for putting you in this situation, because I don't know what to believe. She is now a paid contributor by NBC News. So I have no idea whether any answer she gave to you was because she didn't want to mess up her contract. She wants us to believe that she was speaking for the RNC when the RNC was paying for it. So she has credibility issues that she still has to deal with.
Yeah.
Is she speaking for herself, or is she speaking on behalf of who's paying her? Once at the RNC, she did say that, hey, I'm speaking for the party. I get that. That's part of the job. So what about here?
So with the hiring of McDaniel, Chuck Todd now is concerned about the truth. How on earth can we trust this person who's getting a paycheck in accordance with what she says? It's a good question, Chuck. I'm curious if the same applied to you when you were getting your paychecks from Pfizer, Big Pharma, your number one sponsors. But it wasn't just Chuck. Rachel Maddow actually compared Ronna McDaniel to a mobster.
And I will also say, you know, if you care what I think about this, I will tell you the fact that Ms. McDaniel is on the payroll at NBC News, to me, that is inexplicable. I mean, you wouldn't hire a wise guy. You wouldn't hire a made man like a mobster to work at a DA's office, right? you wouldn't hire a pickpocket to work as a TSA screener. And so I find the decision to put her on the payroll inexplicable.
It just went on and on and on from there. We got it from Joe. We got it from Mika. I mean, the meltdown from the so-called talent was utterly hilarious. And so needless to say, NBC executives, being the defenders of truth and objectivity in journalism, fired her. They freaking fired her. They buckled under the pressure of their talent's temper tantrums. And get this, this is so beyond suggestive. Look at this. In firing McDaniel, the executives at NBC said that the newsroom must be, quote, cohesive and aligned. The newsroom must be aligned. If that's not a Freudian slip, I have no idea what is. That's what Chuck Todd and Rachel Maddow are ultimately freaked out over. It's not truth. It's not facticity. It's alignment. Remember, I highlighted on yesterday's video that wonderful observation by Scott Adams. He pointed out that they were all having a meltdown precisely because yet another one of their pathetic hoaxes got exposed by virtue of McDaniel's hiring. Quote, "What you're seeing is MSNBC management being clear-eyed about who MSNBC are, propagandists, while their on-air hosts are being humiliated in cognitive dissonance in front of us because they thought they were the good guys." In other words, the NBC bosses have, by their hiring Ronna McDaniel, the NBC bosses admitted that they don't buy their own network's lies about January 6th. They believe the former RNC spokesperson to be a legitimate political analyst, not a co-participant in an insurrection. That's what this meltdown ultimately was about by their so-called talent. They got exposed in another hoax, and they freaked out over it. Oh, and by the way, to add insult to injury for Ronna, she also got dropped by her talent agency. just 30 days, after 30 days or so. I mean, again, look, you learn all your liberal talking points and you still get stabbed in the back. So things aren't looking so good for Ronna post-RNC. President Trump couldn't help but troll her, along with the pathetic petulance over at MSNBC. He took to Truth Social and wrote, quote, "Wow. Ronna McDaniel got fired by fake news NBC. She only lasted 2 days, and this after McDaniel went out of her way to say what they wanted to hear. It leaves her in a very strange place. It's called Never Never Land, and it's not a place you want to be. These radical left lunatics are crazy, and the top people at NBC are weak. They were broken, embarrassed by low ratings, highly overpaid, quote, talent. Bring back free and fair press. Make America great again." And of course, that's what we're all about here on this channel each and every day. That's what we're trying to do. Restore the freedom of information to you and make America great again together. And that's obviously what the vast majority of the population wants, because we've got a new poll out on the trustworthiness of the legacy media. And let's just say, it's devastating. Gang, as you know, we look out for each other here on this channel. Your safety and your security is our number one priority. So if you have not yet secured the deed to your home, you need to click on that link below right now and protect yourself and your loved ones. Gang, I was absolutely shocked when I found out how easy it is to access the deed to my house, and not just access it, but actually change it. The deed to your home is the only document that proves you own it. But the problem is that deeds on all of our homes, they're now online. So criminals are free to find your deed, forge your signature, refile as the new owner of your home, take out tons of loans using your home's equity, and then they stick you with all the debt. But that's where our good friends over at Home Title Lock come in. Gang, they're amazing. Home Title Lock gives you the peace of mind that the deed to your home is absolutely and completely protected 24/7. Click on that link below right now. Use promo code TurleyTalks. Now, all you got to do is just enter your address for your no-obligation home title scan to see if you've already been a victim of deed theft. It's a $100 value, absolutely, totally free just for you guys using promo code TurleyTalks. Gang, don't wait for the worst to happen, only to regret you didn't do something about it when you could have. Do what I've done. Do what countless patriots have done. Click on that link below right now and secure your home today. A new poll just came out that once again spells disaster for the legacy media. A survey conducted by Center Square Voters Voice found that barely 40% of the public considers the media in any way trustworthy, while a full 54% believe the media is completely untrustworthy. Now, that's actually a better result than the latest Gallup poll that found that only 32% of Americans trusted the legacy media, all Democrats, I'm sure. Either way, it's a devastating indictment. Trustworthiness is the backbone. It's the foundation of the business model of the news media. If you're not trusted as a reliable mediator of information, readers and viewers are going to go elsewhere. And that's exactly what we're seeing today. The ratings simply don't lie. CNN's audience has plummeted 90% in the last 2 years. Even Fox, they've lost nearly half their audience since firing Tucker Carlson, the host of their number one show, and we still don't know why they fired him. The ultra-leftist Vice News has filed for bankruptcy. The flagship Vice News Tonight's been canceled. And that news came on the heels of the announcement that the ultra-left BuzzFeed News was permanently closing its doors. And on top of all of that, over 2,000 newspapers have folded, no pun intended, they've folded over the last 15 years. You've heard that right. 2,000 newspapers have closed their doors permanently in just over the last decade. And of course, I mean, it's not just newspapers. It's the whole of the legacy media, the one-time mainstream media. They're all collapsing right before our very eyes. And already, commentators are pointing out that MSNBC did themselves no favors in ousting McDaniel. They only further underscored their reputation as rabidly partisan anti-Trump network that pushes pro-Democrat, pro-woke propaganda. And so in the end, in light of this pattern of the legacy media's demise, the irony here is that these NBC executives and their so-called talent may indeed end up finding themselves in the same unemployment line as Ronna McDaniel. Gang, have you always wanted to explore historical cities with a group of courageous patriots? Well, now is your chance to embark on an exclusive adventure with me, Dr. Steve, and other patriots like you as we set sail on the Mediterranean. You're invited to join us this August on Royal Caribbean's luxury liner, the Voyager of the Seas. You get to spend time with me and other like-minded patriots during live onboard classes as we dive into topics like the rising parallel economy, the culture wars, and how you can share my optimism in a conservative renewal. We'll discover enchanting architecture, timeless artistry, and breathtaking experiences as we adventure through Spain, France, and Italy. Enjoy incredible dining experiences, enriching education, and once-in-a-lifetime attractions each day of our journey. It'll be a summer you'll never forget. Join me and your fellow patriots August 5th to 12th, 2024, for this unparalleled adventure. If you want more information, I want to take part in our last-minute pricing sale. My team is waiting to talk to you right now. There are only a handful of cabins left, so don't wait. Click on that link below or go to cruiseinfo.turleytalks.com to learn more. This is going to be absolutely an unforgettable trip, and I can't wait to spend it with you. Click on that link below right now.